You're listening to Mom Talk, the online community radio show connecting moms across Canada and around the world. Join Helen, Kara, and Tracy, the parenting team from CanadianParents.com, as they talk all things mom. Mom Talk, a podcast for moms, by moms, because we're all in this together. Hi, everyone. This is Helen.
I'm Kara.
And I'm Tracy
from MomTalk.ca. Do you know what you're having for dinner tonight? If the answer to this question is I just don't know or I haven't thought about it, relax and know you're not alone. Most of us struggle with getting dinner to the table. We all live busy lives and have busy families. And with the exception of those who love to cook and spend time in the kitchen, many of us have a hard time coming up with meals that will satisfy everyone at the table. So today we are going to explore mealtime. So in order to give you a little bit of a perspective on where we stand, I thought it'd be kind of fun to share what we're all having for dinner. So, Kara, why don't you give it a whirl? I know you like cooking.
Yes, I do love to cook. For tonight's menu, we are actually having a dish I like to call beef in the bag, or the French version, bœuf à la sac. Anyway, it's a great dish. It's an easy cleanup, quick to prepare. It's called a bag in season, and you can pick it up in the grocery store aisle where the gravies and sauces section is. So what I'll do is I'll pick one up. They're under $2, and there's a great pot roast one. It's very simple to do. You just take the bag out, prepare your vegetables. I like to put in a pot roast. I'll put in potatoes, turnips, carrots, sometimes if I have sweet potatoes. Throw it all in the bag with the roast beef and then the seasoning mix with some hot water. Put it in the oven. An hour and a half later, you have a pot roast. And the great thing about it is there is no cleanup. It's mess-free. Everything cooks right in the bag, and you throw the bag out, and your cleanup is done. And everyone loves it here.
How about you, Trace? What are you having for dinner tonight?
Well, Kara, that's sort of the main thing. I try to work around what people love. And tonight we're having something that I think is probably, if you polled my kids, it's their favorite meal. And it's just regular old chicken dinner. And it's actually roast chicken. I bought a couple chickens on sale at the grocery store yesterday. So you know how they're kind of small and we're a pretty big family. So I usually throw two chickens in the roaster and I do mashed potatoes and vegetables, usually canned peas and fresh carrots. And we have canned cranberry sauce. And my husband is a family gravy maker. So when he gets home from work, he'll make some quick gravy. And we have roast chicken dinner. And the kids love it, so that's what we're having for dinner tonight.
Actually, last time I was at Tracy's, we had that dinner, and it was really good, and her family really does love it, and her husband does make excellent gravy.
I'm the gravy maker in my house. I actually make it for my mother-in-law and my mother now.
Really? Good for you. Oh, I do all the cooking, pretty much, in my house, whether it's good or not. Tracy, you were saying that you try to focus in on what the family likes. And I know your kids are older, so you've had a few more years of experience with figuring out what it is that they'll actually eat. But for my kids, my one son is a pretty picky eater, and he still doesn't really like a lot of food together. So one of his favorite meals, which is what we're having tonight, is fajitas. And we usually just do chicken fajitas, but I have done beef in the past. And it's a really quick meal to put together and just slice up some chicken and stir fry it with some. The kids will actually eat this, onions and peppers and a little bit of cheese and some sour cream. If I have leftover rice, I'll throw that in and season it up a little bit and serve it with vegetables or salad. Salad's another thing Sam will eat, so it's a good way to get veggies into him. And when he was little, this was an awesome meal because I could put it on the table. And they like it because they get to do it themselves. But when he was little and he wouldn't put anything together at all, he could just put all the pieces on his plate and eat them individual. That way I wasn't making a meal for him and a meal for me. So we really like the fajitas. And I can put it in the freezer, and so it's kind of ready to go as well. So if I do buy chicken on sale, I can kind of make up a little kit that I can pull out of the freezer and use in no time at all. So it's a quick and easy meal.
I like that idea because I find, you know, sometimes some of those items can be quite expensive to buy fresh. Like, for instance, red peppers, if you buy red peppers and rainbow peppers out of season, they can be quite expensive. So I like to buy them in advance when they're on sale or on special, and then I'll slice them all up and prep them into individual baggies and freeze them so I have just enough to make a meal out of when I need them.
That's a good point. And onions, I figure if I'm going to cut onions and that smell's going to get in my kitchen, I may as well just do a whole bunch of them. And I will freeze them like that because generally I'm going to cook them anyway, so they are going to get soft, so I don't mind that I put them in the freezer. Carrie, you had said that you have had cereal at the table. You know, I think sometimes breakfast for dinner is kind of overlooked, and I know in a pinch you can put together a pretty healthy meal, which would be normally considered breakfast, but for dinner. Do you guys ever do breakfast for dinner?
Yes, we do breakfast for dinner a lot here. Look, if I have some leftover ham from the previous day, I'll throw some hash browns together with some chopped up onions and a little bit of ham, fry them up with some eggs and pancakes. Obviously cereal. It's a big one in our house. I think at any given time we have probably 10 to 15 boxes of cereal on the go here.
Cereal does have milk in it, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I find I always try to balance the meals out with vegetables. So if I know that the kids aren't going to be eating everything, I always put out a tray of raw vegetables. And for my sake, sometimes it's just for my sake, just knowing that they're getting some really good nutrition in there.
Yeah, I know because my son loves salad, if I throw a tray of veggies and dip, my kids will eat, and Phil and I like to. Or if I serve our salad first, he will definitely eat it. If I serve the salad or veggies and dip with our meal, I find they tend to get into everything else, and then they just eat whatever they kind of have to eat.
Yeah.
So I think, say, you're having pasta for dinner, letting them have, like, veggies and dip
beforehand.
More like an appetizer.
Yeah.
Because I think you're going to get them eating it when they're most hungry.
Yeah. Yeah, I usually put out the veggies before dinner.
Yeah.
I'll start them. And sometimes even right after school, the veggies will be out and they can pick away at them.
Speaking of vegetables, when you're putting dinner together, because there are some vegetables kids just won't eat, but I don't know if it's just us as parents, we want them to get their vegetables in them. Say your children don't eat raw veggies or you don't want to do it every day. Have either of you come up with ways to hide your vegetables in your meals?
Yes, I have. Well, Liam won't eat vegetables at all, so, but he will eat meatloaf. So what I will do is when I'm making my meatloaf, I will take two or three carrots and grate them up and actually cook the carrots right in with the meatloaf. And so at least he's getting his carrots that way. And actually it adds a nice flavor to the meatloaf as well.
Yeah, I actually put spinach in my meatloaf. Yeah. It's cooked, and so it's soft, and I don't put that much, maybe 3 tablespoons, and I add that in. And I've done carrots as well. It's a good thing to get in there. I think you can do, like, certain – I haven't done a lot because I don't do a lot of baking, but I think you can get vegetables even into some of the baking, into loaves, like zucchini and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, there's a great chocolate cake recipe with zucchini in it.
I think you can sneak them in there. Tracy, what about you? I know your kids aren't picky, but when they were little, did you kind of feel a bit anxious and try to get the veggies in to give them a bit more?
I did, yeah. Yeah, I did. I remember making purees and I remember putting turnip in, I know this sounds terrible, but pureed turnip in spaghetti sauce, and it was fine.
Yeah, carrots actually in spaghetti sauce, like if you pre-cook your carrots and then you puree them, put them in the spaghetti sauce, I think they add a lot of nutrient, but they add a lot of sweetness, so they kind of cut that acidic sort of taste in the spaghetti sauce.
Mm-hmm.
I always put carrots in my spaghetti sauce. So the other thing that I find with dinner is I kind of go in a circle with being prepared for dinner. Because there are times where I have it all together in the morning or I've got it all planned out the day before, but there are other times I'm standing in front of the fridge at 5 o'clock thinking, oh, geez, I have nothing to feed my family. And sometimes that leads us to the car.
Mm-hmm.
And other times I do somehow pull it together. And my mom was always really resourceful as far as taking a few ingredients and making a meal. And I think over time, especially with networks like the Food Network, you can certainly get all kinds of inspiration, even though you may not follow recipes. Lots of times they add little nuggets there that you take with them. So a couple of things that I have found, I keep a couple of things in my pantry for emergency meals, and they're kind of tucked away so no one can see them, and that way I know they're there. But I've also started doing some extra cooking for the freezer so I have things in there. Kara, I know you were telling me that you often will double up.
Definitely, yeah.
Cooking.
Yeah, what I do is a lot of times when I'm making a turkey dinner, for instance, like a big meat and potatoes with everything, what I will do is as soon as the dinner is finished, I will actually make like a turkey shepherd's pie from it. So I'll take half of one of the breasts and chop it up, put it in the bottom of a casserole, add some stuffing, a layer of corn, some gravy, and then top it off with the mashed potatoes that just finished cooking. Because I know that half the time I end up throwing out half of my leftovers. So this is a great way that I can just take it, throw it in the freezer, and then take it out to thaw the night before when I need to cook it. And it's a quick meal, and the kids love it.
Well, that sounds great, Tracy. You probably could do that with the dinner you're making tonight, although I doubt you have very many leftovers with your older kids.
Well, what I do is I almost always make broth when I cook chicken, and later either at the time or the next day I'll make chicken soup or freeze the broth to use later. But one thing I've been doing a lot is making up meals from my leftovers, and the meals either go on a plate covered with saran wrap for people to eat the next day or in a Tupperware container in the freezer for my husband to take to lunch. So that way I get the leftovers used up, and I also use up the vegetables as well because I portion everything out. Or else, you know, we may just have chicken sandwiches tomorrow.
Right. I think that's a good idea to take care of your leftovers right away because our refrigerators, at least in my house, sometimes become kind of like a holding place for things until I take the garbage out. And so if you put your food in there and you're not going to be around, then obviously it's going to go bad and then you're not going to use it. So if you put in containers and stick it in a freezer, you know that at least you're not wasting the time that you've put into that meal.
Yeah, my husband's not a big leftover person, so I try and put my leftovers away so he forgets about them. So it's not like he's really eating leftovers because he doesn't know it. Mm-hmm. But he's not big on eating the same thing the next day.
Right.
It's a completely fresh new meal. So
one of my girlfriends, Val, told me to, and this would work for what you guys are talking about, as long as you select the container to freeze that would fit. But what she said is take a frozen meal, whether it's made by yourself or you bought it at the store, that would be about the size of your crock pot. And I use one of the oval ones, but if you have one of the round ones, then, you know, you would just...
An ice cream bucket would work.
Yeah, something like that. And you take your frozen thing, frozen, and stick it in the crock pot and turn it on low and let it heat and cook through the day. And then when you come home, that lasagna or shepherd's pie or whatever it is heated and ready to serve. And I've done that quite a few times, and it has saved me because in the morning, as long as I have something that I can stick in the crock pot that I don't have to play around with because some mornings I just don't have the time, that is a way to make sure you have dinner without running out of the house and going through the drive-thru.
I really like that idea because I find sometimes in things that I have frozen, they seem like they're convenient because it's already prepped for you, but sometimes they can take up to 2 hours to cook because they're frozen solid. So if you have it in the crock pot cooking all day, it's effortless.
Yeah, absolutely. Tracy, what would you say, other than your chicken dinner, is your family's absolute favorite meal, but something that you consider to be not something that's taking hours to prepare?
Well, first of all, let me say that I've cooked chicken dinner so many times that it's simple for me.
Right.
So I don't consider it hours to prepare. But, you know, I'll just put the chickens in the oven and go back up to work, and then sometime before dinner I'll go down and prepare the rest. But another thing that my kids love is tacos. You know, it's simple. And I just prepare the vegetables in separate bowls and grate the cheese, and I do the meat. And we either have hard tacos or the soft wrap. And everybody makes their own, so it's kind of similar to your fajitas.
Yeah, and actually, one thing that I always do, and I do this for my cabbage rolls as well, but it's not cooked. When I'm making my meat for my tacos, I always make a big batch of it.
Yeah.
And then I shrink wrap the leftovers into the amount that I would need for a future meal.
Yeah.
And then tacos is one of my freezer emergency meals. I can take that out, heat the meat up really quick, as long as I have some cheese and sour cream and things. That can be on the table in 15 minutes. So, and that's because I've pre-cooked the meat. So I think sometimes if you have fillings like that, if you double up or triple and freeze them, then your stuff is ready and then you can pull it together really quick. Carol, I know you have younger children than Tracy. What is your favorite quick and easy meal?
Well, I think it would be homemade pizza. I know that sounds like it wouldn't be easy and quick, but it actually is very easy. Ever since I got my KitchenAid mixer, which I love, I've got the dough hook with it, so I can make a really quick batch of pizza dough up. I'll let it rise for a half hour or so, and then I can actually make 3 pizzas out of it. So generally, we'll eat 2 of them, and then I'll have a 3rd one that I can freeze to take out for lunch someday. One of our favorites is actually barbecue chicken pizza. So instead of pizza sauce, I will put on barbecue sauce, and then I'll take chicken that's already pre-cooked that I had left over from another meal, and I'll throw that on with some peppers and then some mixed cheeses. And then I also do a fiesta pizza, which is instead of regular sauce again, I use salsa, and I will have chicken as well with taco seasoning. Also, I usually use rainbow peppers. We're not big on green peppers in this house, but yeah. I usually use yellow and red and orange peppers, and then with some mixed cheeses. And everyone will eat these meals, which is great.
Oh, that's great. Well, we're still with my son. He's still just cheese. So we end up having to do half and half or do two pizzas with some being left over. I wouldn't really call it a really fast meal because it probably takes 45 minutes to cook. But it's quick and it's my husband's absolute favorite. And all it is everything's done on the barbecue. I cut up a bunch of potatoes. I throw them into tin foil. I make them into like a little pouch with some butter and salt and pepper. I do a whole whack of carrots cut into chunks. Same thing, salt and pepper, a bit of olive oil into its own little package. And then I marinate some chicken breast in some balsamic and some olive oil and garlic. And I grill that. And everything's done right on the barbecue. Takes about 45 minutes total, and then it's out. I throw everything on a platter. I've done this for when we've had friends over just for casual dinner. And then we eat it, and it's got really nice flavor, and it's really, really quick. And I can pre-do the little packages and pre-marinate my chicken, and it comes together really quick. And then there's really no mess because it's all done on the barbecue and tin foil. And as soon as it's done, serve it, and it's finished. The kids really, really like it. And they will eat the carrots when they're done on the barbecue that way because they are a little bit grilled flavored.
We do that. I do that all the time, Helen. I make those little packets. And a little tip that I can give on those, because I make them a lot in the summertime, we basically barbecue almost every day, is the Reynolds Release Wrap.
I know. It's excellent. I use it all the time.
They don't stick. Nothing sticks to that.
Yeah.
So that's one thing I always had a problem with, that half my potatoes would be stuck to the outside of the tinfoil, but that Release Wrap is fantastic for us.
I think it's a great product. I don't know why they didn't come up with it sooner. So just before we move into our top five for this podcast, I thought we could each share, and Carrie, you may have some feedback from the boards as well, but things that help busy families get to the point where they have dinner on the table. For me, I have to vote for a crock pot because I just find that when I have dinner cooking first thing in the morning, it just, I don't know, there's just some really cool feeling that I get that I've got things under control. Maybe I just know that at least my kids are going to eat. I also can focus better on my day because I know that that's already taken care of. And so definitely I would vote for a crock pot. Kara, what about you? What's your feeling and what kind of ideas have you seen shared on the Canadian Parents Discussion Boards?
Well, mine personally in our house, we eat a lot of rice. We really like jasmine rice. We buy it by like the 10 kg bag. And so I absolutely could not live without my little rice steamer. I probably use it 2 or 3 times a week. And it's easy. You put the rice in, add 1 1/4 cups of water to each cup of rice, and 20 minutes later, your rice is cooked. So that's a great thing in my house to have. It helps me get my meal on the table. Now, for the board, I know, for instance, we have one member, Sarah and Lee, and she likes to do meal planning. So she actually uses the Google Calendar that you can get through Gmail, and her and her husband share their meal plan calendar back and forth. So he knows, for instance, at lunchtime what they're having for dinner that night. And if he has to pick something up or she needs something for that meal that evening, he knows what's happening. And so he can pick it up and helps her get her meal on the table on time.
Well, that's a kind of neat idea. Let's move into the top five. What is the topic of your top five from the discussion boards this week?
Well, our top five this week are the top five family-friendly meals.
So what do Canadian parents say are their top five?
Okay, well, number five would be breakfast for supper, which we've already discussed, and it works in my house as well. Number four were stews, whether crockpot stews or stovetop stews, they seem to be quite popular. Number three, fajitas, which you already mentioned, Helen. Number two was pizza. And the number one most family-friendly meals were pasta dishes like spaghetti and lasagna. And actually, there was even a mention of a great crockpot lasagna recipe that was on the Nova Scotia board. So some of you may want to go check that out.
Oh, that sounds like a great idea. Well, certainly you can tell by that list that using certain tools like crockpots and coming up with things that come together fairly quickly are most popular. I'm sure we'll explore the whole concept of dinner and shopping and meal planning and that in future episodes. If you're looking for information on today's show, you can visit momtalk.ca to learn more about Kara, Tracy, and I. You'll find that there as well. So thanks again for joining us, and we will see you all again next time.